It was so foggy, I could barely see the buildings. But they were easier to see when we got closer.
Yep, when things are foggy, it helps to get closer to what you're trying to see. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. So imagine you're out for a ride in the fog. In the distance, you can barely make out the shapes of trees and buildings, but as you get closer, things become clearer. It's like that with Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 13:12, it says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face." Well, let's learn more about that in our story. It's called Foggy Vision. Hunter peered ahead through the fog that surrounded them. "Hey, Dad," he said as he and his father approached the large city they were visiting. "Look!" He pointed toward the distant city skyline that was almost completely hidden by the fog. "You can hardly see those huge buildings today."
"Keep watching them," Dad said.
"As we get closer, the fog will seem to disappear and the buildings will become clearer." Hunter stared at the hazy outline of the city as they drove in silence for a few minutes. As expected, the closer they got to the buildings, the clearer everything began to look. Hunter grinned at his dad. "Those buildings aren't so dim anymore." Dad smiled. "Do you remember the verse in 1 Corinthians that says, 'For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.'"
"Yep, I remember that one," said Hunter. "I had it for a memory verse once. It's talking about heaven, isn't it? That's when we'll see Jesus face to face."
Dad nodded. "From a distance, we had trouble seeing the buildings through the fog. We saw them only dimly. It's a picture of how we see Jesus now. Sometimes we have a hard time understanding him and his great love and wisdom." Dad motioned toward the city. "Now that we're closer to the buildings, we see them more clearly."
"So we won't be able to see Jesus clearly until we get to heaven?" asked Hunter.
"That's when we'll fully know him, but we can see and understand him more clearly now by focusing our attention on him, just like you can see the building through the fog better by focusing your eyes on it."
"How do we do that?" asked Hunter.
"By learning more about him in the Bible, praying, going to church, and trusting him to help us love others the way he does," replied Dad. "All these things help us know him better and understand who he is. And one day we'll finally see him face to face and know him perfectly." Hunter looked out the window as they drove into the city.
"Look, Dad," he pointed to the looming skyline. "We're almost there."
"Well, how about you? Do you know Jesus but find it hard to understand everything about him? You can get to know him better by spending time with him both on your own and with other Christians, but you won't understand him fully until you see him face to face. Until then, know that he's always with you and remember that one day you'll be with him for all eternity." Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 13:12.
"For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known."
And our key thought for today, we'll know Jesus fully in heaven. I'm glad I could spend some time with you today on the Keys for Kids story. If you want an easy way to make the stories a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, or in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to make time with God a part of your life. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.